Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So there was no fraud in the 2020 election. Or at least that's what we're being told. These elections, according to the powers that be, were the cleanest elections in the history of the United States of America, and we should all be proud of a system that allows for such flawless and clean election process to occur. Heck, even the Attorney General William Barr says he has seen no evidence of any substantial voter fraud. Now he uses the word substantial because the claim, of course, is, well, every election has some abnormalities. A few dead people vote. A few votes are adjudicated wrongly. But it's never enough to actually change the result in any given precinct or state. So according to William Barr, he has seen no evidence of this. Well, Mr. Barr, you don't see evidence when someone passes gas either. But you sure as hell know it because you smell it. And we've been smelling this for a long time, since, oh, I don't know, about 3 a.m. on election night, when suddenly insurmountable leads turn into huge losses, or in some cases, smaller losses, but still losses. But now we don't have to just smell it, do we? Because now we do have proof. Proof positive. You know, at the Georgia Senate hearings, I was actually shocked. Because I knew there was voter fraud. I knew there was manipulations of ballots. I seen it with my own eyes. I saw the videotapes of people pocketing USB sticks and feeding ballots into machines three times, pulling ballots out from underneath tables. And I'm sure you have seen all that too. And I'm sure you're sick of hearing about it because everyone just said it means nothing. Well, let's see if they can say that this means nothing. The Dominion voting machines, which were supposed to be so above reproach, were hacked in real time in front of the Senate. You heard me right. The unhackable machines that weren't even connected to the internet. They're unhackable because they're not connected, was hacked in real time in front of the Senate by a person who then changed the vote to whoever she wanted to vote for in real time while they sat there and watched it. So remind me again how these machines are not connected to the internet. These machines are unhackable. These machines cannot change votes. We've just seen it happen. Now, I know you're asking, well, but how much time do you have to change hundreds of thousands of votes? Well, let's get into that a little bit. You see, something else came out of these Georgia hearings that's extraordinarily important. And that is, it appears that in some precincts, and maybe all of them, we don't know yet, do we? The ballots that were handed out, which should have been the same ballot handed to anyone, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you want to label yourself, you get the same ballot. But that wasn't happening. You see, there were two stacks of ballots. One for people who were registered Democrat, and one for people who are registered Republican or conservative. And when you compare the two ballots, what do you get? Lo and behold, the barcodes aren't the same. That's right. The barcodes are clearly not the same. Why, do you ask, is this important? Well, because you see, the barcodes don't align properly with the Republican ballots, meaning that when they're fed into the machine, it's called a misvote, and it has to be adjudicated. Guess what the percentage of adjudication was in some of the precincts that used these ballots? Over 90% on the Republican side. Or the conservative side, over 90% adjudicated. So what does adjudication mean? It means that in front of observers, a Republican and a Democrat are supposed to get together and make a decision on what the voter's intent was. Why was there an issue? And if they can't clearly make out who the person was voting for, or why the machine did not accept the ballot, they can then say, well, it appears the person was attempting to vote for this. Problem is, all of the poll observers were sent home. And we now know that something over 127,000 votes were added for Joe Biden, and the exact same number right down to the N21 ending of it was subtracted from Donald Trump. Since when does a voting machine subtract votes? Please explain to me why a voting machine, any voting machine, should have the ability to subtract votes. Voting machines are just an adding machine. They add the amount of votes for whatever candidates. Subtracting them is not in their program and shouldn't be. But miraculously it is in the Dominion voting machines. And these very same people who set up and swore under oath that our machines are unhackable, our machines are not connected to the internet. The very first thing the Senate saw in these Senate hearings when a machine was plugged in was a prompt, connect to the internet. Folks, this is no longer about a couple of disgruntled poll employees giving the finger to a ballot and wadding it up and throwing it in the garbage because they're mad you voted for Donald Trump. That takes away a vote. That takes away two votes. Maybe through the whole entire country, it takes away 100 or 500 votes. Having two sets of ballots, one with flawed barcode system, to create a flawed ballot and an adjudicated vote, is what flipped this election. They're caught red-handed now, folks. They're caught red-handed, blaming this. The ballots were shown side by side. Why in the world would there be two stacks of ballots? Oh, there could be 20 stacks of ballots, but they all have to be the same. It doesn't matter whether I'm a Democrat or Republican. Yes, if the person looks in the book, they can see how you're registered. But that doesn't mean you get a ballot from pile A, you get a ballot from pile B. That's not how it works. Except that is how it worked in this particular precinct, with an over 90% adjudication rate. Other states are now piling on, saying tens of thousands of votes came from addresses that turned out to be, guess what? State-owned buildings that no one lives in, office buildings, hospitals, all kinds of different things. These are not just absentee ballots. These are people who gave their address as some tax office or some place of business. No one lives there. Now they're finding hundreds of votes coming up to vacant lots. And something I think we've all overlooked, I know I did, but some of the people who are a little bit smarter than I am took a survey of names And they said, well, isn't it funny that in places like Pennsylvania, people with the last name Smith, Jones, very common names, didn't vote as much as they should have, according to their common name status of that state. Isn't that funny? And isn't it funny how all of the voters in question in some states where there are people coming back to vacant lots turn out to be people in their 80s who haven't even lived in the state? You see, what happened here, folks, is becoming blatantly obvious, and that is this. At some point in time, a decision was made that these voting machines would be used in an effort to sway the election for Joe Biden. Now, they didn't figure it was going to take a ton of votes to do so. They figured in the four or five key swing states that are using this software, they could set a ratio of adjudication that would allow to subtract or add points for Joe Biden or subtract it from Donald Trump. But it got away from them, because Donald Trump had so many votes coming in that they did not count on, that it was becoming almost impossible for the machine to be able to do this without any idiot saying, well, wait a minute, how in the world is this many people voting in a precinct that doesn't have this many people, a district that doesn't have this many people? So they panicked. And what did they do? They shut everything down. They sent everyone home. And then when everyone was home and no one was there to watch, that's when they added the extra ballots. It's as plain as it can possibly get. And at this point, you have caught the Dominion voting executives lying under oath, saying our machines are never hooked to the internet. We have clear video of Ethernet cables attached to voting machines. Why would that be? Do you normally attach an Ethernet cable to a machine that does not go on the internet? That's a very simple question I'd like one of our senators to ask. They've also said there is absolutely no way to change a vote. Well, we just watched a woman who, it seems like a very nice woman, but she doesn't seem any more clever than your average person. Change a vote in real time in front of these senators in about 30 seconds. And testify under oath while she's doing it that is built into the software of this machine. And that it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and obviously it was because I watched her do it. You see, the trouble is there's supposed to be an observer there when you adjudicate anything. So let's say, for instance, a vote does foul up in a machine, and a Republican and a Democrat poll watcher are there. And they say, well, we can't see who they voted for president, but it seems like they down ballot voted all Republican. So, you know, I think it's fair to assume they voted for Trump. Then the Democrat and the Republican say, yes, that seems logical. Vice versa. Yes, that seems logical. And that's how they adjudicate the vote. But when there's no one there to watch, it does not matter. Now, a man has come forward and said, I can take a look at these ballots, and within 2 hours, I can tell you beyond any shadow of any doubt, 100% positively, paper came from, if they were officially printed, if they're not printed, if the barcodes were printed on there to force adjudication. It's as simple as ABC. And so far, every single one of the people in power have said no. He has said, I'll do it free of charge. I'll do it right in front of your eyes. I'll do it in front of an open house where everyone can see. No, 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 no. So explain to me why the no. If I'm walking through Walmart and I have a bag in my hand that I brought into the store, since we can't have plastic bags anymore, and someone says, I think I saw you shove a box of devil dogs in that bag. Can you open your bag? I say, yeah, okay. Yeah, no devil dogs in there. Marcus Cain's not a thief. Sorry. But if I say, no, you can't see it. No, I'm running to the bathroom. Get away from me. You can't look in my bag. I probably got the devil dogs in the bag. See, that's the way it works, folks. If there's nothing wrong, there's no reason to not say, go ahead, and we'll put this whole thing to rest when you take a look at these ballots and say they're no different than any other ballots. On live television, you take a look at these ballots, and when you can't prove that they're any different than any other ballots, then you turn to that camera and say, the Republican Party was wrong. Donald Trump was wrong. These ballots are perfectly fine, and there's nothing wrong with them. You know why they won't? Because they're not perfectly fine, and there is things wrong with them, and they know it. What is the mathematical odds that the exact same amount of votes that had to be minused from Donald Trump's tally just happened to be the exact same amount of votes that's added to Joe Biden's? It's not like, oh, we took one away and we added one. No, it's 127,342. And, oh, 127,342 added for Joe Biden. What's the mathematical probability of that happening? Zero. It's the same mathematical probability of hitting the lotto if you never play. Zero. So it's yeoman's work, and it's great work that these private citizens even are funding some groups that are going out and saying, look, we found these addresses don't exist. These people don't live here. These people aren't from this state. That's great. And they're doing hundreds and hundreds and in some cases thousands of votes in certain districts. And that's great. But that's not the main voter fraud. The main voter fraud was caught right here in Georgia, dead to rights. Ballots that have misaligned barcodes designed to make the machine force an adjudicated vote. Period. This was the initial plan. And they thought that would be enough. Oh, if we can do that, then, you know, it'll make up any difference that Donald Trump has. Well, what's Trump going to win by in these states? A couple thousand, 10,000? We can easily sway that. No, he was winning by 50, 100, 200,000. In Pennsylvania, he's winning by 300, 400,000. And that's when they realized we can't keep up with it on the machine. It will be impossible. Shut it down before it gets way out of hand. That's exactly what they did. Now you're going to hear people say, well, these people that were feeding the ballots into the machine 3 and 4 times each on video, that's only because it didn't accept it the first time, or these people were just trying to get the job done. Really? Just trying to get the job done? Is that why you lied and said that there's a mainline water leak and we have to close up shop for the night and waited till everybody left and then boarded up the doors and the windows and started doing this again? Folks, you can't get any more obvious than this. And the very people who are saying there is no voter fraud, there is no anomalies, they're one of two types of people. They're either totally disingenuous, we don't care, we cheated and we're proud of it, or they're complete morons. Complete morons. Because when you can look and see that there are two different barcodes on a ballot, where every ballot should be the same, that should trouble you. When you can look and see a woman take a USB stick out of a computer, palm it like a magician doing a card trick, turn her back and pass it to some dude, standing behind her pretending to be yawning, you got issues. When you can see people feeding ballots into a machine 3 and 4 times, you got issues. When hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes are coming back to office buildings where no one lives, or vacant lots where there isn't even so much as a structure, you got problems. When you have people saying, yeah, I got 12 ballots in the mail, 12. You got problems. When people are voting in numbers larger than 1,000 and they're over 100, you got problems. Donald Trump did not lose these states by 200,000 votes. He lost these states by 10,000, 12,000, 20,000. So don't tell me that every vote doesn't count. I thought you're the ones who say every vote counts. If every vote counts, why won't you let someone look at those ballots? If every vote counts, what do you have to say about the fact that a woman of average intelligence hacked into the voting, Dominion voting software, and changed a vote in front of everyone's eyes when the Dominion voting executive said it is not possible? I have no proof of this, but my assumption is Dominion voting machines were created for just this type of thing. To make sure in certain states the votes went the way the elite want the votes to go. The feckless, useless Republicans will get off their lazy asses, open up their eyes, and realizing their country is being stolen right in front of them, if they care at all, it's time to do something about it. Now, I'm going to end this by saying, don't put a lot of faith into Mike Pence. And it's not because Mike Pence isn't a good guy or anything. I have read this entire debacle about Mike Pence has the right to declare the electors he wants. It does not say that, folks. I don't know why people are saying it does. I've read it. It doesn't. It's a little bit gray. But what it basically says is Mike Pence has the right to choose the electors, yes, but at the end of the day, if there's any sort of senators, there has to be a senator from the House, there has to be someone from the House and the Senate who object. Well, there's going to be. And then they're going to have 2 hours on each and every objection for every state on what to do. If the House and the Senate does not agree, which they won't, because the House is Democrat and the Senate is Republican. If the House and Senate do not agree, then the electors that were cast by the governor will be counted. Well, I got news for you. And that means Joe Biden wins. Now, this was done because some of these people took let the governors have their right, the legislators. They literally gave up their rights, such as in Pennsylvania. So could this be a constitutional battle? Yeah. This could go through the courts, but what's that going to mean? A year being drugged through courts? So don't count on this Mike Pence solution. It's not going to play out like you think it is. If this election is ever going to be rightfully reversed, it's going to be because of these Dominion voting machines being proven to be designed for nothing but voter fraud. It's going to be overturned because of the fact that the ballots were clearly designed to cause flaws in the machine so that the votes would have to be adjudicated. And it's clearly going to be reversed due to the fact that these votes cannot then be verified. That's the only way this is going to work, folks. So if you're dealing with someone who's telling you there's no voter fraud, take your choice. They're either a very dishonest person who does not care how they get their way as long as they get their way, or they're a total moron. Not only does it exist, it was rampant. Not only does it exist, it was pre-planned. Not only does it exist, it thrives. And it's going to keep right on thriving unless you Americans, myself included, rise up and say, no more. Our vote either counts or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, we're a third world country, folks. So you're going to get to decide what country you want to live in. I hope you make the right choice.